Welcome to the Cashflow and Manifestation Project podcast. My name is Katie Smith, and I am a manifestation and mindset coach. I'm a mom who successfully took one of those little side hustles and built it into a six-figure business with the tools of manifestation and some spiritual woo. Every week, I'll share uplifting conversations, interviews, and talks centered on unlocking your inner magic, pushing past limits, and creating a reality even wilder than your dreams. If you enjoy listening to topics on money, mindset, and manifesting, then you've come to the right place. I'm obsessed with helping women transform to their next level of freedom and wealth. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now let's begin. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Cashflow and Manifestation Project. So the other day I did a live on Instagram, and I haven't done a live in a minute. I don't even know if I've ever done a live on my Cashflow account. By the way, if you're not following me on the socials, get on over there. I like share some epic stuff. I basically just do talking reels now, dropping knowledge as if I'm doing little mini episodes on this podcast, and I'm getting a lot out of it. And it's really fun. But I did a live about my coin method. And I'm like, how have I never talked about this on my podcast before? So today's episode, it's probably going to be short and sweet. Who knows? I never know where I go with this. It's all channeled anyways. And it's my method that literally it's foolproof. You can apply it to every part of your life. So let's head into it. So the coin method, make you think of a coin. You know, coin has two sides to every coin, right? And when we're trying to go after a goal, maybe it's to lose weight. Maybe it's to find a life partner. Maybe it's to manifest money. Maybe it's a money goal. Maybe it's a dream job. Whatever it is, our gut reaction, our initial reaction, 99% of people respond this way. They go, oh my gosh, but like, who would pick me? How's this even going to happen? Where is the client going to come from? Where's the dream house going to come from? Where's the dream job going to come from? Where's the life partner going to come from? I got to get onto all these dating apps, like all these things. You look at it from an analytical standpoint. And a lot of times in that analytical standpoint, there's a lot of doubt and fear dripping all over the place. It's drenched in that, honestly. So that's one side of the coin, and that's fair. You're a human. I am not going to shame you over that, and never shame yourself over any negative feeling. You're a human. Your job is to observe that feeling and move forward. So this coin method is really going to help you. So you got to flip that coin over and look at it from the complete opposite side. The opposite side being an abundant, positive, everything works out for you side. So instead, it could be, oh, if you're looking for your dream house, the right home is going to completely present itself for me. It's going to be an email I see in my inbox. I can't help but click on it, and then that's the house. Or you're going to be in the grocery store and bump into some gentleman and you lock eyes and the rest is history. Or you're going to meet someone who has a guy friend who you're a perfect match for. Or all of a sudden you're going to be getting checks in the mail. Money shows up out of nowhere. Or all of a sudden you get the job. Like it just works out. You were just going through the process and it works out. Abundance and positivity is on the other side of that coin. Another way of saying it is the law of polarity. So this is what the law of polarity states. This is a universal law. It states when there is one side of the spectrum, let's say hot, there's cold. So hot and cold, light and dark. Okay? There's always the opposite within every situation. That's the law of polarity. So that's the coin method. There's a negative side that's riddled in doubt, fear, judgment, failure. You flip it over, positive. It all works out, ease, flow, peace. So when you're in this moment of walking through a scenario, you want something, you can look at it from whatever side comes naturally, but always flip the coin to the positive side. Always. So if you land on the positive side the first time, you're winning, you're acing it, you're crushing it. But if you're like 99% of people who don't, in that moment, can you be aware enough of the coin method to say, you know, someone else out there is thinking the complete opposite? Or what is the complete opposite of this negative thought? So let's play through some things. You know, you go on this interview, it's a dream job, you want it, and you start thinking like you didn't do well enough. You messed up on that sentence. Like, shoot, they were hard to read. Gosh, I hope I get this. I hope I get this, but like, I don't know. I wasn't on my A game. Flip that shit over, then say, that went really well. This is going to work. This is completely mine. I got in the bag. I was perfect. They resonated with what I had to say. I'm better than any other candidate they interview. Who knows? Those ones are probably going to be awful. The other candidates are probably going to bomb their interview. I crushed mine. I don't have a worry in my body. Boom. Different side of the coin. Let's say money. Let's say you're trying to go for 10K months, 20K months, 100K months. I don't care. The bigger you go, the more I support, honestly. Go bigger. When people don't go big, I'm like, come on, we're playing small. Go bigger. So let's say it's 50K months and you're like, I don't even know where those clients are going to come from. I don't even know where the money's going to come from. Or worse, not possible. That's what you're telling yourself. Flip that coin over, babe. You know what? The how is not my job. God does all the heavy lifting. I just have to be in the zone, focus on what I want. I want this, so I decide it gets to happen. I don't know when, but my success is inevitable. The money is inevitable. If it's on my heart, it's happening for me. I just don't know when. So I'm just going to focus on wanting it and know that it's going to come to me. I'm going to know, like the sun rises in the morning, that it's coming my way. You're going to feel a lot better. And guess what? The universe responds to that side of the coin much more than the other side, but it does respond to the negative side. And that's when you start getting that self-fulfilling prophecy. The people who don't believe in this stuff, who just want to tell you, I told you so, who live a miserable life. I'm not trying to like hate on people, but there are those people. And they're like, see, this stuff doesn't work. It's because you spent too much time on the negative side of the coin. When you could flip it and just say, you know, middle finger at everyone and be like, this is going to work because I know it. It's on your heart so much. There's a fire burning inside of you. That's what I also tell clients. I'm like, I can help you with anything. I cannot help you having the desire inside. If you don't have the desire, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? So remember this coin method. With anything like weight loss, eating during the day, whatever it is, finding love, whatever it is, there's two sides to the coin every time. So if you're going to look at it from one side, this isn't going to work. What's this going to mean about me? What are people going to think? Blah, blah, blah. You can flip it on the other side and only worry about you and know that God has your back and that so much is in your favor because you want it. Literally, throw humble out the window. So much is in your favor just solely because you want it. So want it, hold it, stick to it. Ah, so good. All right, that's it for today. I love my coin method. It's literally has changed people's lives, mine included. Send this to someone who you know needs it. Get this out to more people, get into the hands, the ears, so that more people can start getting what they want. Because remember, there's plenty to go around and I want to help create more impact. That is literally what I'm here to do. And if you love this, leave me a 5-star review. I would so appreciate your support. Share it on your socials. I'll share it on mine. You can follow me at Your Cashflow BFF. And that's it for today. I love you. See you next week. Bye. If you loved what you heard today, please share with me by dropping me a review below. It lets me know to keep the good stuff flowing your way and more abundance all around. And if you're not following me on socials yet, head over to Facebook and join my exclusive free community of epic souls who are trying to manifest their dream life in 2024. I love and adore you and can't wait to catch up with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and make some magic happen.